Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Robin Sharma is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, and soon to be old friend, I hope, and because I think you're going to like what he has to say. And if you do, and if he laughs at my jokes, we'll invite him back. Robin is the CEO of Sharma Leadership International. It's a training and leadership coaching services firm, I should say. And he helps organizations and individuals all around the world put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's written a number of international bestsellers. I think something under 100 and sold something under a billion copies worldwide. His new book is called The Greatness Guide, and it's Powerful Secrets for Getting to World Class, which is something I want all of us to do. Robin, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
So were my numbers right there, something under a billion copies sold worldwide of the books?
You're inspiring me with a very high goal already.
Robin, one of the things I wanted you to tell us, I found the definition of guru in your book. And I know that at one point in time, I'm not sure you still feel this way, but at one point in time you were uncomfortable being called a leadership guru. A guru was the word that you had a little trouble with. And the reason I'm interested in what you have to say about this is because I want small business owners to think of themselves as experts. I want them to raise their level of understanding of what their capability and their impact can be by not being demure about being experts. And I want you to tell us about the guru story.
Sure, Jim. You know, I started off The Greatness Guide, that very first chapter. And as you know, the book is chunked down into little bite-sized chapters.
That's congratulations, by the way. We like little stories.
Well, you know, everyone's busy in this world we live
That's
in.
Right.
And the first chapter is all about I'm not a guru. And it's just, I was feeling really uncomfortable with this whole notion that I was this guru who knew all the answers about how to get businesses and organizations to world class. Because I think often if you think someone's a guru, they know all the answers. And one of the things I really talk about in the book is nothing fails like success. In other words, I think the best business people have this element of humility within them, and the best organizations don't think they know it all. Because ultimately, when an organization is most successful, it's most vulnerable. That's when it's easy to stop innovating. That's when it's easy to stop pushing the envelope. That's easy when it stop wowing customers. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you that, you know, we should be experts in what we do. We should be brilliant and so good at what we do that people can't ignore us. Someone once asked Steve Martin, what's your secret of success? He said, be so good at what you do that people cannot ignore you. So I get that. And at the same time, we need to balance it with a humility, which is I need to learn something new every day. I need to make my business better a little bit each day. And myself, I need to work on myself so I learn something more each and every day.
Well, and I like what you're saying because what I tell my audience is failure is the harness made of success. And you know, when we're successful, it's hard to be reflective when you're successful because we're so busy, you know, spiking the ball in the end zone. We're so proud of how smart we are. But when we fail, that's when we can be a little more introspective. But but one of the things that I do like for small business owners to do, though, is to value what they actually do know. Sometimes we have a little bit of an inferiority complex because, you know, we are small.
Absolutely. And yet, you know, let's not forget that FedEx started off their first night in business moving 15 packages.
Right.
Let's not forget that Richard Branson started off his Virgin Empire running a little college newspaper.
Right.
Let's not forget that Walmart started off with Sam Walton behind a little pickup truck and a little five and dime store.
And Ford Motor Company was a home-based business in the beginning.
Absolutely. And how about Paul Mitchell Hair Products? He started pushing the products door to door. And, you know, all great entrepreneurs start off small. I mean, one of the things I really focus on in the Greatness Guide is that getting to world class starts with that single step. We all know that, but, you know, Jim, it's so easy to forget that, you know, the line I use in the book is your your days are your life in miniature. And as you live your days, so you craft your life. And if you walk out in the world today and you do one thing to elevate your business, or you take, or you walk towards one of the fears that have been keeping you small, or you pick up the phone and call that one person who you know will take your life or your business to a whole new level, and you do that each and every day, well, those 1% wins over time stack up into massive gains.
One of the things you talk about in Chapter 9, you quote Peter Drucker when you say, when he says, there is nothing so useless as doing efficiently what should not be done at all. And what I worry about right now, Robin, is that there are a lot of small business owners out there who are still doing 20th century things really well. I mean, better than anybody ever did them. And maybe they even think, wow, this is getting even easier. I'm better than I ever was now. And what they don't realize is, until it's too late, is that nobody wants that anymore.
Well, I think that's so well said, and it's because most businesses and most business people, Jim, are reactive. I mean, what's the point of spending your life climbing a mountain only to get to the end of your career and realize you've spent your entire life climbing the wrong mountain?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best business people do one thing, and it's really important, and it's unbelievably simple, and it's they detach from the noise. They make the time to think. I think it's really important as a small business owner to step back at least, you know, for 20 minutes every day or 10 minutes every day and take out a cup of coffee and pull out a journal and write about what are the best uses of my time. I mean, here's a very big idea. If you want to get to world class in your business, put your best resources on your best opportunities. And that takes some thinking time. I mean, it's really important to be strategic, to ask yourself, what value can I create in the world that no one else in the industry is creating? Or what are the three things that I do better than anyone else in my marketplace? Or what are the best opportunities that I have in front of me for the next quarter that I need to focus on? But by taking the time to think, you're going to be able to leverage your time to create some real success rather than walking to work each day and just reacting to all the forest fires and then finding out at the end of this year, this new year, you get to the end and you really haven't capitalized on the opportunities that were in front of you.
Absolutely. Well, the one of the things that I want to talk to, I want you to talk to us about is how do we get our employees to be 21st century thinkers?
Well, I think, you know, great leaders are great coaches. And I spend a lot of, I run a leadership development company, Sharma Leadership International. And, you know, I spend a lot of time developing my people. I mean, if you look at the best leaders in business, and I spoke to one of them yesterday. You know, he called me up. He said, Robin, I want you to do some coaching for us. He's running, he's working with a public company. And he said, you know, if someone says, what do you do? He said, I don't say that I'm a leader or executive vice president. He says, I am in the business of bringing out the highest potential of my people. And that might sound kind of corny, Jim, but I think the best business owners spend a lot of time developing culture. They spend a lot of time developing their people.
Hold on to that thought, Robin. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Robin Sharma, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Greatness Guide. It's his new one. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mr. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one guitar.
Oh, how build you kingdom.
One of the best. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Robin Sharma is one of the best, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's our guest this half hour, our new friend. Hopefully he'll become an old friend. And he's the author of the new book, The Greatness Guide, among many others. Robin, we need to know where your book is available, and we also need to know your website, please.
Thank you, Jim. The Greatness Guide is available at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or Borders. And my website is Robin Sharma, R-O-B-I-N-S-H-A-R-M-A. That's RobinSharma.com. We've got about 100 podcasts people can listen to. We've got videos. We've got free downloads. I mean, tons of things to stay inspired and really get yourself as well as your organization to world class.
And give us this out again.
Yeah, it's RobinSharma.com.
RobinSharma.com. All right, folks, check that out when you get a chance. And the book, and by the way, it has his handsome face on the cover of the book, The Greatness Guide. I never had the nerve to do that, but when you got a face like that, Robin, I think you can pull it off.
Oh, you're very kind. I have a face for radio. So.
Yeah, and I have a voice for newspaper. But but I want to come back to the employee thing. I've got a number of other things I want to ask you, but I want to come back to this employee thing. One of the things that I try to tell my audience is, you know, if you the best way to be successful, to be outrageously successful, is to subordinate your own success long enough to help other people who work with you to be successful, so you could aggregate their success for your success. What do you think?
Well, I just think that's brilliantly said. You know, I mean, I think it was FDR who also said, you can have whatever you want as long as you help enough other people get what they want. So I think ego is something that really kills success in an organization as well. And it's like I was saying, if you go to work every day and say, you know what, I'm going to help my people be their best, I'm going to help them shine, I'm going to help them love their work, I'm going to help them develop themselves, they will reward you with amazing loyalty, so you'll keep your top talent. I guess another thing I'd say is, you know, in the book I have this line, drink coffee with Gandhi. And in many ways, this is what the Greatness Guide is all about. It's about remembering that we have a greatness within us that most people forget. And that might sound cheesy, but I believe it so viscerally that every single one of us can do some amazing things in our careers and within our lives if we just do something great each and every day and keep that consistency. And the whole idea of drinking coffee with Gandhi is surrounding yourself with people who are thinking better than you.
Right.
In other words, if you read a book every night, or you read something about Richard Branson, or you read something about Walmart, by spending time reading those books and having those conversations, because really reading is nothing more than having a conversation, their stardust will begin to rub off on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to drink coffee with interesting people. I think it's
important. Well, you know, 25 years ago, I drank coffee with John Nesbitt.
Wow.
And that changed my life, and I'm convinced that what I do today is because of that. 25 years ago, I drank some coffee with a guy named Scott Peck in The Road Less Traveled.
Yeah.
And it changed the way I think about other people.
There you
go. So I'm with you, and I think someone once said to me that who you're going to be in 5 years has a lot to do with who you read today.
You know, I think that's so well said, and all it takes is one idea that you get in 1 5-minute conversation to revolutionize the way you see the world. And I think for small business owners, don't just drink coffee with people who are where you want to be. Drink coffee with misfits, eccentrics, and oddballs.
Right. Right. And of course, when he says coffee, folks, in case you missed it, that's metaphorical for pick up a book and read. You know, when I read a book, Robin, you know, I hope to get 2 things out of that book that I'll remember 5 years later. That's all I want, 2 things.
Yeah.
Out of a whole book. Maybe, you know, if you're lucky, maybe you'll get a lot more. But I'm talking about things you'll remember. I want to ask your opinion about something. The getting people into the 20th century, out of the 20th century into the 21st century, to me, one of the keys is to realize that whatever you're doing today that you did in the 20th century may be holding you back. And I think we need to inventory whatever we're doing, on whatever level we're doing it. If we were doing it like that, if we're doing now what we did in the 20th century, we need to scrutinize it very heavily. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, the VP of design of Oakley Sunglasses once said, if you're doing the same things you did in the same way yesterday, just because those are the same things you did yesterday, you're probably doing them in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think if you look at the best businesses on the planet, and you look at the best entrepreneurs on the planet today, they are people who are not afraid to rethink everything they're doing. They're always pushing. One of the things I really focus on in the Greatness Guide is push the envelope. Don't just go to work today and use the same technology or use the same thinking or operate in the same way you did, because that's your tradition, because that's the way the company's done it back in 1932. When you go
one of the
to work
things
every
I want
day, ask yourself, you know, how can I create new value to my people? How can I innovate? How can I outthink the competition? How can I make things better? I mean, I think, again, that's a big secret to mm-hmm. success. Do one thing each day that'll make your company better, and at the end of 1 year, you've had at least a 365% improvement in the way your company operates.
What I think you're going to like about this book, folks, is every chapter, there's 101 chapters in here, every chapter is about 3 pages. And remember what I said about finding 2 things in each book. Every chapter has a very bold, important statement, a thought that you're going to want to take with you. You might get more than 2 out of this book. The Greatness Guide, Robin Sharma. Robin, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim, and thank you for your time. Wish you all the best.
You too. We've had a good time with you, and we're looking forward to the next time.
Thank you.
Robin
so much.
Sharma, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with our very good friend, Joanna Brandy, right after these messages. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.